Well, hello there, friend. Welcome to your morning show on demand podcast. I got a lot of texts coming overnight. Somebody texted 99338. I can't handle midnight mass. I've been yelling at the TV since episode one. My blood pressure is high. Like, I want to punch Beverly in the throat. If you watched it, you understand why. Somebody else texted in. My What's Good Wednesday is I get to see the Professor, Chewy, and IJ this Saturday.
Yeah!
And I just finished midnight mass. There we go. That's another good one. Okay, another text. Okay, let's have IJ roast number two in Louisville. I'm coming from Cincinnati. Oh my goodness! Thank you so much for driving from Cincinnati.
That's so cool.
That's so dope. Bring me some Skyline chili. Somebody else texted 99338. Watch Midnight Mass. IJ, I have to agree with everyone, but it's not a jump scare. It's a psychological thriller with a mix of supernatural horror. It could definitely be viewed in the dark with no problem. Okay. Again, with the lies. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. And somebody else texted him, question how the kick battle start. Riley?
Oh my gosh. I think just like years ago, I had noticed that you were wearing kicks and I had been really gotten into them. And I think it was a joke. Like, I think one day it was just sort of like, yeah, you don't have better kicks than me. I have better kicks. And then we're like, all right, fine. We'll let the listeners decide.
Let's battle.
I feel like that's one of those stories. Probably. Like, my man, I wish it was better.
No, hey, but here we are. If you ever have a question or hear anything, 99338 is the number to text. Got to get to why you should talk to strangers on today's show. Also, a second date update. Let's go.
Your morning show. Podcast.
Welcome to your What's Good Wednesday. We celebrate all things good. We started off a little on the rough patch. Riley had
just do not understand how that happened. So the headphones that I use are like, we call them cans. So it literally like clips over your ear and they're suction. So they've got this like, what would you say? Like a hinge that switches back and forth. I don't know how, but like in between my pointer finger and my thumb, the skin right there got like clamped in it, and I could not physically get it out, so I had to rip it out.
No.
I mean, I've got a chunk of skin hanging off.
That
so good morning.
Awful. Mercury's in retrograde, y'all. No.
Good morning.
Careful.
I thought you shocked yourself or something.
No, I literally looked at it and I'm trying to like you know, think, okay, the hinge is gonna come off. I can get my hand out of there, and I started to kind of like panic. Poor John's like running the board over there, like, what's going on? What's happening?
No.
What's happening right there?
I thought you shocked yourself or something.
No.
I was like, that's going to be, are you going to be okay?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yikes.
So that's the one bad thing
good
for today.
Morning.
The rest is good. I go on and bring on to Glen Burnie we go. Riley, good morning.
Good morning.
This is pretty awesome. So what's good for your Wednesday?
I finally got into the Disney College program, and I'm going to be going in January.
Oh, that's amazing. Wait,
so
I've never heard of this before. Hold on. So what are you doing with the Disney College program?
I don't know yet. They don't tell you what exactly you're going to be doing until, like, a week before you go out.
Well, Riley, what do we think we're doing? So we applied. So is it just, like, to learn to be an animator, or what is it involving?
Yeah, you kind of just go and work in the parks and at the resorts and wherever they need you, pretty much.
Wow, that's so cool. Really cool. I didn't realize there was an entire college for this.
I have a lot of friends that do that.
That's awesome. And when do we head out, Riley?
What was that?
When do we head out?
January 18th.
Oh, plenty of time to enjoy Glen Burnie before heading out to Orlando. Riley, can I get you a coffee for your What's Good Wednesday?
That's tripping me out.
Oh, my goodness. I would love that.
Hold on one second. I didn't even realize that. my ass didn't even realize. Oh, there were two Rileys in the show.
Yeah, when you kept saying that, I kept being like, huh?
Let me go to beautiful Gaithersburg. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's good for your Wednesday?
So after 4 years at Montgomery College, I was finally able to apply for my associate's.
That's amazing.
Yes. When do we?
Very cool.
And you're a single mom as well?
I am. Yes. So it's taken a very, very long time.
Yeah, no, Riley did the single mom thing for a while, too.
Yeah,
I can't
like
imagine
3 years. It's 100%
congrats
no joke.
To you.
I know,
you're a superhero.
Riley, you are such an inspiration to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been listening to you guys for a very long time.
Oh, thank you. Like, I'm just doing the mom thing. You know what I mean? We just do what we can.
I got it.
Nancy, do you go to campus in Rockville?
I used to, but because of work, I had to stick with online. It's been kind of difficult with certain classes,
Got
but
it.
it's getting done.
I was going to say, if you ever get a chance on the Rockville campus, go to the radio station, because there are two people, as of a couple years ago, in the Hall of Fame of Montgomery County College radio station, Michael Jackson and your boy Eric. And those are the two photos
both
on the wall.
Makes sense.
And, and I'm going
to
be honest, Nance, I was there a couple years back, and somebody had defaced Eric's plaque, and I want to find out who, because they had
drew
a phallic on his face.
So weird that it happened when you were on campus.
No, I was. It was probably there for a while. I'm just glad I saw it and got a photo of it. But so Nancy, if you get a chance, check that out. Let me know if they have any suspects. Okay.
Yeah,
I can't with you.
I did some of that stuff in high school. It's pretty interesting.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Nancy, I put you a hold to get you a coffee.
Yes, thank you so much.
One second. It is the best, though, because it's Michael Jackson than Eric. And who better? If you're going to have a Hall of Fame, having Michael Jackson in the Hall of Fame, not a bad place to start. That's like, Hody, what's the award that we won again? We won back-to-back awards.
It was on our Twitter for a minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, it still is.
It still is.
It's the, hold on, I got to remember. It's been so, we keep
for
winning.
The Polar Bryson Award-winning Morning Show for 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, that's the Polar Bryson 2020-2021 Award-winning Morning Show. That's back-to-back years, fam.
Exactly.
So, no big deal.
We're coming at you.
Is the plaque in the mail? They said it? Or
They haven't sent us either. I think the pandemic.
Ah, probably. That makes sense.
Mail, you know.
That makes
that's
sense,
probably
yeah.
it. So, the Polar Bryson and the Morning Morning Show, we are here. So, thank you. Thank you guys for making this possible. Riley, what's good for your Wednesday?
Something's really exciting for my Wednesday, because Washingtonian Weddings is going to feature my wedding.
Ah, what's that mean?
So, right now, they want to feature it online, but they're... they're considering it for their print magazine that they only put out 2 times a year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So I don't know. I'm so incredibly proud of the photos, as you've seen on my Instagram.
I have.
I don't know. It's just kind of a dream come true. I know that sounds super just like, okay, bleh, Riley. But you guys know that I obsessed over my wedding for 2 years and my entire life. So I think it's such a big honor to have somebody think that it's cool enough to like publish it.
Well, that's all we can do to push it through.
So excited.
Yeah, that's dope. Congrats, ma'am.
Thank you.
Rose, it's good for your Wednesday.
I did something a little different this morning, and I feel really good about my choice because my feet are very comfortable. I got new Crocs recently,
nice.
And I decided, you know what? I'm going to wear them to work
nice.
Today. So your girl's rocking some Crocs, and I feel like my niece, who is in high school, she wears Crocs to school, would be very proud of me right now. So I'm going to take it as a win. I know, Riley, that you're against it, but
I can't,
so but my feet are so comfortable, and literally no one sees me at work, so it's fine.
That They are pretty...
They're so comfy.
They're pretty slick. And
I
got the kind that has like fuzzy on the inside,
oh,
so
nice.
It's basically like wearing slippers, and I am here for it. I'm sorry, Riley.
Do you,
but they're
Bo?
Like, they're white. They're cute. It's fine.
They're cutesies. Look at, Eric has the Bad Bunny Crocs that are very fashionable.
Did you put your charms on your Crocs yet?
I have the hockey ones.
Okay, so at least you have
ones.
Like fashioned them up a tad.
My what's good ones, I'm going to be honest, they start off a bit rough, so hoodie started the stair gang a couple of years ago where he takes the stairs every day. Mm-hmm. I started doing it probably like 3 months ago, and it's like a lot's relative, but it's probably like
you're walking up to the sixth floor,
but we're on the second floor in the garage, so it's like, you know, like eight flights.
That's
so our building is bizarre in that you need 3 different keys, 5 different locks
right?
to get in. So like I got into the garage, started going up the stairs, I'm like, God, I'm making good time, got to the top of the floor of the radio station, forgot my GD card to get in the radio station floor.
Couldn't you call Huddy? Was he not here yet?
I'm on 8 flights of stairs, and I go, wonder what?
No.
Taking the elevator. Taking the elevator.
Point, you've earned it. Yep, yeah,
that was, there was no worse feeling. The thought didn't cross my head until like 5.5, that floor, and I was like,
So
that's
why
I get. That's why I get. I posted the video on Instagram. You can see my in moment reaction. Intern John Radio. Riley's got the 3 things need to know next. Really cool groundbreaking moment at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I get to that first. Olivia Rodrigo's on. Before we hop into 3 things need to know, let me say good morning to hello, Fred.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's good for your Wednesday?
So it's actually a double what's good Wednesday for me. My wife and I, Jackie, we bought a house.
Hey, congrats.
Retirement house in Lewis, Delaware.
Nice.
5 miles from the beach.
Okay, very lovely.
And 31 years ago, in Annapolis, Maryland. We got married.
Hey, wow, congrats, man.
Happy anniversary.
Doing it all, dude. Congratulations.
I'm trying, man. Just trying to be the best I can, just like you guys.
Amen, brother.
I love that.
Fred, let me put you in hold and get you a coffee, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Congrats. That's awesome. 31 years.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Now, yeah, a lot going on in your life. Riley gives you three things you need to know. For you, what's good, Wednesday? What you got for us?
So Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen has upped the ante and making claims against the company. So in the wake of her 60 Minutes interview over the weekend, she was on Capitol Hill yesterday and accused her former company of hurting children and saying that it was just bad all around. So during a Senate hearing, she said the company intentionally hides vital documents from the public and government regulators. She suggests stronger regulation and raising the age for children to access social media to 17. Zuckerberg, of course, is denying her claim, saying it's not at all true. And to boot with that, Zuckerberg lost $6 billion after stocks plummeted from the outage on Monday.
Damn.
So Amazon founder Jeff Bezos sits at the top of Forbes 400 list of the nation's richest people. He's worth over $200 billion. His ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, is also on the list at number 15. She's worth $58.5 billion, right? So others topping the top 15 is, of course, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and his ex-wife. You know who's not on the list anymore? Donald Trump and Oprah.
Oh, damn.
Oprah's not on there anymore.
Nah, they're good, though.
Yeah, she ain't hurt.
Yeah.
So as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier prepares to mark 100 years at Arlington National Cemetery, a historic first took place on Friday night during a guard change. So they tweeted out, quote, "For the first time in the 84-year vigil on the 30,770th day of continuous guarding, an all-female guards change occurred with the 38th Sergeant of the Guard." They said, while this historic event may be a first, it is definitely not the last.
Very cool.
Really cool. Coming up next hour in Three Things, the CDC is kind of backtracking on their recommendations for the holidays. I'll tell you why coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
What's Good Wednesday means we celebrate the things you're pumped about, things you're excited about. Maybe you got a house, maybe you're on the Disney College program. Whatever it is, 99338 is the number of text. You can always call 877-995-4681. She will be at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball December 14th, Capital One Arena.
Wait, Doja Cat right now. Special What's Good Wednesday, let me say.
Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Huge day for you today, and why is that?
It's my first day as a nurse.
Oh, hey! Hell yes.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, and thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Where are we nursing at?
At Washington Hospital Center ICU.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Do we have any cool scrubs, or we do the blues, or what are we going for our first day?
Doing the blues.
That's exciting. How long is our shift?
12 hours.
Oh, God. Wait, so you're off at, like, 7 o'clock tonight or when?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Holy shnikes. Well, Nikki, have a great first day. You're going to kick ass.
Yes, girl.
Can we send you a My Man shirt and also send you a coffee?
Oh, I'd love it. Thank you.
No, thank you. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
That's amazing. First day as nurse.
And that's incredible to do it now, you know?
Well, and to have it go... 12-hour shift, too.
That's long.
That's just like a lot. So thank you to all of our nurses and first responders. We appreciate you. The funniest story about nurses that recently for us, we delivered those Frontline Hero signs last year. And we went to Inova, and the nurse came out very excited to say hi. And then she looks so disappointed and goes, "Eric, your mask is upside down." That was really pandemic, but you know.
Yeah.
Different
he
times.
Learned.
He certainly did. The Entertainment Report is next, Rose. What you got for us?
Adele is back.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
My goodness. Hang on.
Want to get something off your chest?
Pre-sale for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball going on right now. If you're a Capital One cardholder, your first chance to see Jonas Brothers, Doja Cat, Sweetie, Make the Stallion, and more. When you get your tickets, make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass. Add that to like your ticket purchase because
awesome.
It has a special private show with AJR, which is very dope. And food
doing,
and drinks.
And it's a lot of fun.
Make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass when you get your Jingle Ball tickets. All the info you need, YMSradio.com. Right now, everything's left.
Digging that music.
Squid Game, fam. You guys got to watch. It is.
Everybody says it's amazing. Like, even my trainer yesterday says that that's it right now.
Everybody's in the most streamed show in the history of Netflix, kids.
Yeah,
it's only been out for like 2 weeks. It's wild. So we get in the entertainment part, Rose. What you got for us?
So Kris Jenner is looking for a part-time vice president of finance for her eco-cleaning brand.
Sure.
And she's going to pay from like $70 up to $130 an hour.
Damn.
It's a part-time position. You're going to help like with the finance modeling, inventory planning, cash management, a bunch of other stuff. The company is based in LA, but the role can be remote or in person. So just a heads up, if you're looking for a job and you're good with finances, hello. It's for 3 to 6 months, so just a heads up there. Kim Kardashian is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, and Kanye is helping her get ready for the gig. According to her source, she's nervous. I would be super nervous too, and he's been like helping her on her performance, like giving her advice on the monologue and like costumes for the show. And she's previously revealed that she's feeling the pressure about her debut as host. So as you know, Billie Eilish sings the theme song to the new Bond movie, No Time to Die, which, by the way, hits theaters on Fridays. And she recently talked about the song. This is what she had to say about it. It's really cool.
We wanted to honor Bond and the songs in the past. We wanted to give the Bond song something that I hadn't done before, and we did. And I feel like it gave it more.
It did.
And now with the James Bond of our show,
Andrew Hoodie.
You saw the film a couple weeks ago, you and Eric. Your thoughts?
I really liked it. It's probably my favorite like James Bond movie.
Oh, that's saying a lot,
that I've
Hoods.
Seen. Billie Eilish's song in the movie is really dope because they have the cool graphic intro with it.
Awesome.
She won
a Grammy for it, by the way.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's a good blend. It actually has like comedy in it. So there's jokes in it. So everyone can get something with it.
Does he say the title of the movie during the movie at any point? Or does he say James Bond?
From what I remember, he's very close to saying the title of the movie, but it's like, he said one word off. He didn't say it.
Wouldn't it be funny if the next movie goes, you can call me Jim.
Right?
No.
Jimbo.
They call me Jimmy. Listen, everybody
Name's
calls me Jimmy.
Bond. Yeah. James Bond.
You
gotta keep the classics. This is, by the way, Daniel Craig's last Bond film, and it's getting phenomenal reviews. Obviously, all the things that you love about James Bond are in it. The big stunts, the cool cars. Stop it. The awesome gadgets, the swagger, you know, and nonstop action. So check out No Time to Die, the official theme song by Billie Eilish, and see the movie in theaters on Friday. Thank you, Hoodie, for giving us your review. Love that. And Adele is back, y'all. I am so excited. She announced yesterday that her new song, Easy On Me, will be released on October 15th. So this will be her first new song in 6 years. It's the first single from her album, which a lot of people believe is going to be titled 30. We also kind of expect the album to drop on November 19th. That information has not been confirmed yet, but I will keep you updated. And also, according to reports, she is considering a Las Vegas residency because, like, she's shopping venues.
Would make bank.
Right now.
Maybe the biggest one.
1,000%. The dates are expected to be next year. I will absolutely keep you updated on all things Adele. If you're looking for something to watch, A Million Little Things is on ABC, Survivor on CBS, The Masked Singer's on Fox. You get a new episode of What If on Disney Plus. And there's new stuff to watch on Netflix. Bad Sport, it's documentary premiering. Baking Impossible premieres. And then, of course, Squid Game.
Hell
number one. It's the
really,
number one show.
Really, really
it will continue to be the number one show. Also trending on my block and Made.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you need a podcast, Riley has a new Really Riley out today.
So I'm going to do a whole like wedding series with all of my wedding vendors. And I'm starting this one with my makeup artist, Davey, because there were a couple of times where he saved my sanity on that day. So it wasn't just makeup.
He did Shelby's makeup at the comedy show, too.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. You can check the podcast. Go to ymsradio.com. Most trending song on the show right now, Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, this is funny. So a little behind the scenes. If you text the show 99338, a lot of times Hoodie or Eric will call you back and try to put you on the air, and they call from a Maryland number. But like during a song commercial, sometimes I like to call and try to make you say it's for your car's warranty.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling Jackie because Jackie texted, this is Jackie from Fredericksburg, VA. My What's Good Wednesday has officially been married to my husband for a week now.
Oh, yay!
We're high school sweethearts, been together 9.5 years.
Oh,
we officially tied the knot in a private ceremony in the mountains of Maryland last week.
Ugh, amazing.
So I called her during the song and she sent me the voicemail. So I left her a message saying, want to know what? I'm not going to say happy anniversary. And then I go, this is Riley.
Yeah, you turned.
This is Riley. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not then, surprised.
But then like they won't know.
She texts back saying, not sure if you guys call me, but I'm at work right now. Can't talk on the phone. I'm listening through the app, though, and can chat tomorrow on my way to work. So, Jackie, that was Riley calling.
And no.
She, I apologize for her being
Stop mean. Making wow. me the bad guy.
To the Dirty Dina. Sabrina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you. What's good for your Wednesday?
I'm starting my first day by myself as a patient safety attendant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Are we excited?
I am very excited. I trained all week last week, so it's my first 12-hour shift by myself.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so wow. you're doing a 7-to-7 as well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Very nice. Are we excited? Are we nervous? How are we feeling?
Both, but I'm more excited than anything because that's the field I
want to
be in.
Oh, that's so awesome, Sabrina. So congratulations. May I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you. Hold on 1 second. That's very
Isn't
cool.
that wonderful to hear her say that? It's the field I love.
Oh, 100%. Pasadena doing amazing things. Got morons next in the show. Mine involves a drunk couple breaking into a water park. Riley, yours involves what?
Pajamas and parents.
Okay, Rose, yours involves what?
A guy who's really bad at hide and seek.
Got morons next on your morning show.
Fake name Amy. Good morning, fake name Amy.
Good morning.
So your What's Good Wednesday is what?
We just found out that we're expecting.
Yay! Oh my god!
Expecting what? Like a TV? Expecting an Uber Eats delivery? What are we expecting?
We're expecting our first child together.
Oh!
That is amazing.
Congratulations. Congrats.
How long have we known for?
Just about a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is super fresh.
So, do we have names picked out? Do we know we're going to tell everybody?
It's a weekend.
We still got some time. We haven't really planned that out yet, but we're super excited.
Oh, that's
enjoy
fake
it.
Fake name Amy. I'm gonna send you a my man onesie for whenever baby comes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, they're so good too. The snaps are fabulous.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's so exciting.
So exciting.
Yes.
Complete yin to that yang morons on the show. Biggest moron last 24 hours. Riley, what you got?
So the school in England has banned parents from wearing pajamas when they drop their kids off in the morning. Now, I get it. You want to teach the kids to just basically look nice at school and they have dress codes and such. But does it really matter if parents show up in their PJs if they're getting to school? Like, that's what the argument was amongst parents. Like, as long as it's not lingerie. Because some of these parents are getting like...
I'm sure that's why, though.
Yeah. I know, but some of the photos that they had posted, it was people in like robes, and then it was people in like
PJs with...
Are they
getting out of the car?
PJs with coats over it. Like, but even if they did get out of the car, if you have like fully clothed, does it matter?
My dad did a rolling stop. He said to hop out like the paratroopers.
Tuck
he would
and
say,
roll.
He would
Tuck
just say,
roll.
Go, go, go. I mean, we'd hop out while it was moving.
Because I work so early in the morning, I've only been through that parent line once, but yeah. I can sympathize how hard that is to get kids ready in the morning.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. All right, Rose, what you got for yours?
So this guy, not only was he terrible at hide and seek, he was wanted for suspicion of carrying out a string of thefts. He was found by police hiding in a closet with a blanket over his head and his feet sticking out of the bottom. Cops posted the image and they said, if we can find you hiding in the loft or running through a garden of fences, like, we're going to be able to find you in the closet. Like, do you not think we'd be able to recognize you under a blanket?
Looking like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
Mine from the UK. These two drunk folks broke into a water park at night. 2 a.m., in fact, decided to go down a slide that was blocked off. So they went to the top of the slide, and obviously there's no water on it, so they put some water down the slide, sure.
Yeah.
Went down the slide. So first of all, going down the dry slide, gotta be painful.
Yeah, and it's gotta give some burn.
And it's the straight shoot gimmick, too. Problem was, the slide was out of order. That's why it was blocked off. So they ended up sliding right into the barricade and broke both their ankles. Both of them.
Ow.
Here's where it gets wild, though. These two morons are trying to sue the water park for not having a security guard or better fencing to prevent them getting in. If they win this lawsuit,
that's so
it's
ridiculous.
Over. It is. Listen, we've lost. As society, we've lost if they win this lawsuit. It's morons on your morning show. I wanted to do this next. Why you should talk to strangers. Hang on. We announced our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. last week. The pre-sale going on right now. If you're a Capital One cardholder, you have the first crack at these tickets. General on sale is Friday. Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, AJR, Tay McRae, Monsta X, Black Eyed Peas, and more.
Woo.
Here's a cool thing, though. When you get your tickets, make sure to add the Capital One All Access Pass to your ticket, because that's for an exclusive like pre-show with
like
AJR.
VIP event.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Get to see AJR. Get to get some drinks, some food. The best thing about AJR is we interviewed them like maybe 8 months ago.
They're so cool.
And I try to throw them off. I go, hey, how'd you guys meet? And it took them a half a second. They're like, he really is sad. Like, we're brothers. But they got the show.
Yeah.
They're cool guys.
They're
all
cool.
The info you need. YMSradio.com. Riley's got the three things need to know next. CDC changing their ruling on holiday gatherings. Get to this next. Very excited to see Doja Cat take the stage at our Harry Jingle Ball. Might be my most favorite ones like to see, because she's just blowing.
She really is incredible. Yeah. For real.
So December 14th, Capital One Arena. All the info, YMSradio.com.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Everything you need, keep you up to date for this Wednesday. Riley, what you got?
So the hunt has been on for Gabby Petito's fiance, Brian Landry, and his sister confronted a group of protesters outside her Florida home yesterday, saying she hasn't seen him since he went missing, and she's been cooperative with law enforcement. In fact, she would turn him in if she saw him. So Brian fell off the grid last month, and his parents are the last to see him since he went missing. They gave an update saying they believe he left home one day earlier than they originally told police. There have been a few alleged sightings, including a hiker who claims to have seen him in the Appalachian Trail. Dog the Bounty Hunter is on his trail, but nothing concrete just yet. And Brian Landry's neighbor is now charging the media $3,500 weekly to rent lawn space after the police banned them from street parking. Yesterday, U.S. Capitol Police took into custody a suspect from a suspicious vehicle that was parked near the Supreme Court after giving the person commands and using a flashbang device. So the man pulled the SUV up to the Supreme Court at like 9:30 a.m. and illegally parked there. He refused to talk but made a statement for the chief deputy saying, "A time for talking is done." So crisis negotiators tried to speak with him, but the man refused, so then he was taken into custody. And the CDC made a reversal this week on its holiday recommendations. So last Friday, they said in order to celebrate safely with the Delta variant rising, they said people should opt for virtual celebrations, avoid in-person gathering, but then they said, quote, "Now, telling everyone in 2021 that the only way to celebrate Christmas safely is virtually really doesn't tell the vaccinated that there's any kind of reward for being vaccinated."
I mean, that's what we've been saying the whole time, though.
They're basically
like,
saying,
for God's sake.
Yes, they're saying we have to come from a place of hope, and the whole hope for us to get vaccinated is so that we can return to normal life. So if everyone's getting vaccinated and you're saying, well, nope, there's another caveat, so it makes sense that they're saying, okay, well, hold on, let's backtrack on this a little bit. Coming up next hour in three things, Wendy's Frosties for breakfast.
Yum,
details
coming
up.
Thank you,
Riley.
You're welcome.
Here for that.
To Louisville, Kentucky. Becky, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing amazing. What's good for your Wednesday?
My What's Good Wednesday is I get to see the professor and Chewy and Sauce, and I get to see Hoodie Sling merchandise and IJ this Saturday at his comedy show.
Oh,
now, Becky,
yeah,
of all the things, I'm last in the list?
Well, that's because you're the hottest.
Oh, thank you, Becky.
Was that a flirt? Was that a flirt or not, John?
No, I think that was more of a joke, like, because I'm like the hottest ticket in town. Because the Cardinals play on Cardinals play on Friday. So
was that a real flirt?
We're on Saturday.
Oh my god!
That was a however he wants to take it.
Oh, that was a flirt.
Oh, Becky.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Listen,
go, Becky.
Can't
go
wait
ahead.
To see you at the show Saturday, Mercury Ballroom. We're excited to be back in the Ville. It's been 2 years, which is wild,
wow.
wild. So can't wait to see you at the show. Can I get you a coffee right now?
No, I'm good. I'm at work. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday. Oh. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks,
bye. You two are a Louisville fan. We're very excited to be back. It's been far, far too long. So it's going to be a fun weekend. My dad, my mom's
going to be there and have so much fun and razz the boo-boo out of you.
My mom said they're going to be awake this morning if I wanted to call, but that's...
Please do.
You should.
We love the professor and mama.
I would love to, but... Can't. I gotta play.
Oh, okay.
Play this and the time change and that kind of thing. Why science says you should talk to strangers. Gotta get to this next morning show. Might be one of the funniest texts I've seen at 99338. Somebody said, I don't know why, Whenever I think of hoodie and sauce, my mind changes their name to sweatshirt and gravy. I kind of like those better.
Why? Where'd that come from?
Because like hoodie is a sweatshirt
and sauce is gravy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, gotcha.
I think that's, yeah. I'm going to start calling them that from that one. So, sweatshirt. No?
No.
All right.
He's not going
to
say
that. Too late. It's going to happen anyway. I wanted to get to this. Riley had sent me this, why having deep conversation with strangers can be good for you.
I could see this.
Well, yeah, Riley, you had strangers at your wedding.
What do you mean I had strangers at my wedding?
We met a couple. We were walking in with our friend Dennis. You met him on an airplane.
Oh, okay. No, we're great friends now. Remember, I went to New York to see him and hang out with him. But yes, you're right. I met him because Lyric pooped on him.
So on him?
Yeah, we were on the plane and he was sitting at the window seat and Lyric kept climbing over me to like get onto him. He had a son about a year younger than Lyric. So he was like, I can hold him if you want. And he was so kind because I like was trying to eat my lunch and whatever. And Lyric had a poop explosion on his arm. So
he didn't mention that part of the story.
We ended up just really talking and hitting it off. And we became really good friends. And now I'm good friends with his wife. And it's really, yeah, it was really nice to like have a human interaction that didn't have to do with social media.
Is that the guy you lost your phone for?
Yeah, when I went to go see him, and I lost it right before we went to Niagara Falls.
I mean, I guess, like, as far as icebreakers go, having your kid take a duty on somebody got to be pretty high up the list.
Yeah.
Like, only can go up from there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Well, the story was talking about the biggest reason we don't talk to strangers, really, is because we're afraid they're not going to care what we have to say.
I think sometimes talking to strangers can take a little bit of the pressure off as well, though. Because
what do you mean?
You think, well, I could say this, and they're now I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah,
you, I mean, it just depends on the reaction.
Yeah, they did a study. They had people talk to each other. For one study, they gave them topics. The other one, they like go free falling.
Okay.
What they found out is even the conversations that were like about weather, people thought they generally went better than expected. Because a lot of times it's like, I want to talk to somebody in case the conversation sucks.
Yeah,
they're probably thinking the exact same thing.
You don't really talk to strangers all that much because you're kind of introverted for what you do. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad sense. I think that you just get very in your own head when you're by yourself.
I get I get really odd social anxiety in public, and this is going to sound far more douchey than it's meant to be. It's like if I'm out somewhere, not knowing if somebody, says hi, not knowing if they're just being nice or if they listen to the show, and that kind of anxiety of like, I don't want to ever have somebody see me in a bad light so they have a bad day.
100%. It's like you never want to meet your heroes because if they have a bad day, it's going to like wreck your heart.
There was a time my ex-girlfriend and I, we were in a disagreement where clearly she was in the wrong, but I was telling her, and we were in public, we're in Clarendon, and she was like digging into me. I was like, hey, we can't do this in public,
yeah,
just
we
so
can't
you know.
Be doing this. Yeah.
Swear on my life, 2 years later, I met a listener who said, hey, I saw you and your ex fighting at this bar. I just didn't want to say hi. So that's why I'm like, it's not that I turn it down.
You would never
know how to act.
Speaking to you.
Yeah.
But in terms of like separating personal and our career, it kind of doesn't happen very seamlessly sometimes.
Oh, I'd rather you come out and just say you listen to the show because then you're like, okay, then it's good to go. I think otherwise it sounds pretentious.
Yeah.
There's times where I mean it's not pretentious and that's part of the bit, but other times not though. But that's the big thing of the study. They said people actually like hearing your deep thoughts, even your shallow thoughts to help pass time because we are social creatures. So I'll get the full thing up for you, ymsradio.com. I thought it was really good. So if you see a stranger today, talk to them. Unless they have candy in their car. Politely decline and walk away. Learned my lesson the hard way last week. November 4th, Capital One Arena. Kane Brown takes the stage. That dude just looks cool. Mm-hmm. He's just one of those dudes, just could not look any more cooler if he tried.
He does.
Also has a fantastic voice. You want to go to the show? Caller 99-877-995-4681. Good luck. In the meantime, everything's celebs, music, TV, the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
So Victoria's Secret is revamping their brand, and as part of their rebranding, they're launching an empowering new podcast, and Priyanka Chopra has been tapped as the first guest, which is very cool. So just keep that in mind. I'll keep you updated on all things at ymsradio.com. Speaking of Victoria's Secret, their stores are about to get some direct competition because Rihanna plans to open Savage by Fenty stores in the U.S. next year, and then plans on expanding into Europe, and you know that is going to be huge. So Selena Gomez took to TikTok to give fans an album update, and although it doesn't look like she looks like she's working hard on it, you know, but she says that, I just don't want to work today, but I promise I'm making my best album yet. So she wasn't working on it yesterday, but she says it's the best one yet, and I'm here for it. I'm excited about that. And the Jonas Brothers are giving fans a new treat to snack on, like an actual snack. They just launched a new popcorn line. It's called Rob's Backstage Popcorn, which they say is highly addicting. I've seen videos of them eating popcorn on stage, so...
Why this Rob? Is it for Black Rob, who is on the Burn Up record, or who?
No. So the popcorn was, they've been eating it on tour and actually selling it on tour. It was developed 30 years ago by Rob, who's the father of Greg Garbowski, the band's former bass player and current member of their management team. So the Jonas Brothers, they've been selling it at their venues during the Remember This tour. You can buy it online. And like I said, they say it's highly addicting, and they've been eating it on stage. So it must be really good if they're doing it while they're performing. If you're looking for something to watch, you get A Million Little Things on ABC, Survivor on CBS, The Masked Singer on Fox. What If? There's a new episode on Disney Plus. You get the documentary premiere of Bad Sport on Netflix, also Baking Impossible on Netflix. And then trending number one, of course, it's Squid Game.
Hell yeah.
Still, it's like the biggest show on Netflix of all time. On My Block is also trending and Made as well.
Thanks, Rez.
You're welcome.
If you need something to listen to, there's Really Riley out today.
So I sat down with my makeup artist to talk about the good, the bad, and the pretty from wedding planning, wedding prep, and what he did to save my wedding the day of.
Check it. YMSRadio.com to Rockville we go. Jen, good morning. What are you doing for your Wednesday? Are we going to work?
Yes, I'm on the way to work right now.
Where do we work at? Do you mind me asking?
I'm a teacher in Germantown.
Oh, hell yeah. Where in Germantown?
Kingsview Middle School.
Go for home of the fighting royalty. And go team. And good news for you, Teacher Jen. You're going to see Kane Brown on November 4th.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yes. Thank you for being a teacher as well. I'm going to put you on hold and get your info, okay?
Great, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Got more tickets for you tomorrow. It is What's Good Wednesday. Want to celebrate all things you're excited about, things you're pumped about in your life. We've had not secret pregnancies, but we talked to somebody who was
excited
found
about
out
it.
Last week. Yeah. They're expecting somebody getting a house, anniversary, whatever it is. 877-995-4681 to call, or you can text 99338. Call me back from Maryland number. It's your morning show. If you have a What's Good Wednesday, 877-995-4681 to call, or text 99338. I like to go first. I am an idiot. I did not realize 5 years ago tomorrow was the very first stand-up show. I thought it was like the 17th for some reason. Had no idea it was tomorrow. So 5 years ago tomorrow, we were at Pike and Rose for the very first show.
Wow.
It was supposed to be just the one show, and then we did two, and then it was supposed
snowballed.
To just be that. Yeah, and it's kind of, I don't know, poetic. I certainly didn't set up that way. We gave the $50,000 check to Fisher House this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, if you had told John 5 years ago that it would be a full-on tour, it'd be $50,000, the Warner Theater, a baseball stadium.
Traveling the country.
Yeah, would not have believed it. So from the bottom of my cold heart, thank you to everybody who's been to the shows or gotten the merchandise or even to spread the word. That's the one thing about the Fisher House.
Yeah.
They're just so grateful for people to mention the good work that they do because like by word of mouth. But I really haven't had a chance to process it yet. I was happy to look at my phone memories and saw I have a photo posted 5 years ago today, myself in the mirror pretending, like walking through the set in like my outfit because I was so nervous. So, I mean, that first show was funny. I remember walking on stage show.
It was interesting.
And people were looking. I think the people in the crowd were nervous than I was. And that was like the thing. So that's...
I was very nervous for you because it was your very first time doing stand up and so many people were there. And then the other like comedians that you brought on board, like it was like, OK, let's see how this goes. And you did good, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you've gotten better.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for that, too, because it was rough. That's why, DM Ed and Kyle Crummer on every show, because when I first did the first show 5 years ago, I sent the tweet out saying, hey, I'm doing a comedy show. What local DC comics want to be on it? And they're the only two to respond.
You know what's funny is he was telling me that backstage in this last show and how special it was to him. He was like, I considered this like one of the biggest breaks of my life. And I was like,
damn.
Aww.
Damn, that's
you guys signed the wall at that venue too, didn't you?
We were the first ones to sign the wall at the
venue. That was cool.
Yeah, it was. It's very cool. And again, I'm just I'm very humbled by everybody who's come out. And it's the coolest thing has been seeing people come to all the shows or been to several shows. It's just it's very
every
flattering.
Tour.
We did something like the math. I think there's been like 60,000 meet and greets, something like that, which is also amazing. So huge thank you to everybody who supports, especially the station too, Cruz, who was at show number one and the last one. Just I'm very grateful for you and you guys supporting it. So. That's my What's Good Wednesday. It's 5 years ago. The comedy tour kicked off officially. So, Riley, what's good for your Wednesday?
Well, I know everybody on Instagram is very sick of my wedding vomit, but our wedding might be featured in the Washingtonian. I'm so excited. So they do a publication twice a year, and they're deciding yet who's going to be in it for print, but they've said that they're possibly going to at least feature it online. And I'm like, that's like a princess dream for me if I ever had one. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm just very proud of the day that we put together. It was like my lifelong dream, I guess you could say. So I'm real stoked about it.
Yes, you should be. That's awesome. Rose, what's good for your Wednesday?
I am feeling a lot better today than I was yesterday. I had like bouts of nausea. I don't know if that usually comes back in the third trimester or if my breakfast was just sitting a little funny. But I woke up this morning a little nervous that I was going to have like that morning sickness feeling again. And I didn't, and I feel awesome. So I have so much stuff to do today and get done. And I already have like half of it checked off.
That's always a win right there.
I know, if you, I feel good.
If you have a What's Good Wednesday, 877-995-4681. Got your calls coming next. Happy birthday, Bianca, on our way
Happy
to
birthday.
Work today. Thank you so much for listening. It's What's Good Wednesday. If you got one, 877-995-4681. Corey, good morning, sir.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's good for your Wednesday?
So this past weekend, had my bachelor party. I actually ended up at your show.
Oh, hell yeah. You and the homies and your best man's like one of your best girlfriends, right?
Yes, the spy, as you called her.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because I was saying that they had bachelor parties here, and they raised their hand. I'm like, you guys have a girl? She's a spy. So I feel like they'd be a spy.
Oh,
in most cases, it'd be a spy. So the big day is this weekend, is it not?
It is. It's Saturday.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Yes.
Congrats.
How are we feeling, Corey?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How are we feeling?
Nerves haven't set in yet, but as we get a little bit closer, I think they're going to start setting it off.
Yeah, that was me too. Everybody was like, oh, are you scared? Like 9 days out. And I was like, meh, 3 or 4 days out. I was like, okay, I feel it now. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to go well because you supported the Fisher House. That's good karma. Do you know what I mean? Like that right there is that's amazing, amazing karma. Corey, wish you the best of luck, sir. Can I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hold on 1 second, man. Let me go to Manassas. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my, Jesse, this is amazing. What's good for your Wednesday?
I am getting ready to go to my last chemo session.
Yes, Jesse.
Yes, wow. That's amazing.
You're a warrior.
Yeah, how are we feeling?
I mean, actually, wasn't that bad. I'm excited to get done on to the next step.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and Jesse, that's so badass. And let me ask, if you could say something to somebody who maybe is about to start chemo where you were months ago, what would you say to them?
Just keep going. Not that bad. Just push through.
Oh, that's so amazing.
It'll be over one day.
Yeah,
yes,
Jesse, congratulations. Can I put you in hold and get you my man shirt and a coffee?
Yes, absolutely.
Hold on 1 second. Man, it's like sometimes you think, like, I talked about I went up the stairs without my key, had to turn around and walk back. I'm like, that's not really a problem, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Your last chemo, I was like, golly. Let me go to Mike and Reston. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good,
sorry,
man.
My voice is a little...
All good, dude. What's good for your Wednesday?
Well, I recently started a new job. This is my third week. I'm now working in D.C., and I recently also started dating somebody that probably going to go somewhere further.
Oh! Yeah. Listen to you. You're Wait. Like, it's probably going to go somewhere, which means it is.
Like what? Like first base?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
It's awesome, right?
Ridiculous.
You got to break the ice.
And lastly, I turned 30 at 12 p.m. tonight.
Damn!
It is the start of the most successful decade of your life. That's what I like to say.
Are we saying 30 at noon, or like technically your birthday's tomorrow, 30?
It's technically tomorrow.
Hey, regardless, congratulations, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Keep it going. Well, and my man.
My man. We will keep it going, my friend. Thank you so much. Let me go to the Dirty Dina. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. There you go again. It ain't dirty.
Listen, listen, Laura. I have a special place in my heart for Pasadena. I do.
Okay, good.
Because our friend Sauce from Pasadena, I just think her mom from Pasadena, it's a great town. It's a great town. Herb's Basement Bar.
Okay.
What more could you ask? There's the flower shop that puts your name up on the wall when it's your birthday. What more could you ask for? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, love it here.
What's good for your Wednesday, Laura?
I volunteered to DJ for the Northeast High School homecoming dance.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fun.
They are going to have it at La Fontainebleau on October 30th, and they had so many people donating money that they are all set. We are going to have a good time. And thank you for the music suggestions this morning.
Oh, hell yeah. No, nice. Laura, that is so awesome. Wait, is homecoming, is it this weekend or when is it?
October 30th.
Oh, a Halloween homecoming. Little double dip right there. Absolutely. Has the school given you a list of songs you can't play, Laura?
No. Actually, it's a private event. The school said they couldn't have it there. Boo. So we're going to play pretty much what we want and what they like.
Yeah.
And I got a short list right now, but I'm getting ideas from what you played this morning and gonna look at your playlist, and
that's
I'm sure
so
they love all of it.
Listen, a lot of Olivia Rodrigo, Laura. It's basically we do a lot of that and you'll be good to go.
I saw that, definitely. All right, my man.
Thank you so much for calling.
That was so fun.
Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, thank you. What's good for your Wednesday?
I'm going to Disney World for my first anniversary trip Saturday.
Oh,
yes.
How cute is that?
Yes.
Have so much fun!
Are we doing Star Wars, or what's the plan?
We're going to try to, as long as the line's not too long.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hoodie was just down there a couple months ago, and I wish you the best.
Also the 50th anniversary of Disney, so there's a lot of, like, golden statues of different, like characters. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun, but there might be a lot of people, too.
Yeah, we're so excited to take it all in.
Oh, and tour Epcot and just get drunk around the world. That's probably
the best thing to do.
Rebecca, congratulations. Happy anniversary. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. You can continue over text 99338 for a What's Good Wednesday. Got a second day update in minutes. They matched on Bumble. They went mini golfing. Has not heard from her since. First, though, they'll be at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Woo!
Black Eyed Peas on your morning show.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about your car's extended warranty.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling about your car's extended warranty. I'm kidding, it's John. Don't hang up. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Wait. Wait, what's your name, first of all?
I'm Jen.
Jen, thank you for listening. I saw your text. What's good for your Wednesday?
Well, after a couple weeks of taking my kids into school and struggling with the drop-off, I was able to run out successfully today without any tears.
Oh, that is a feat, lady. Yes. I hear you.
Yes.
They just started a new school, so it's been a for
them. Oh, I bet. I saw you also got your three-year-old in the, quote, real clothes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my first success for the day. So getting him out of his pajamas, out of his Batman pajamas.
Yes.
I can only imagine.
I don't want to give up those PJs.
Jen, thank you so much for calling. Can I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Thanks. Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. It's my new favorite bit, by the way, is just call and say car warranty, and people go from being, like, inquisitive to, like, the hell do you want with me?
I love that she started to say, I don't have a car, as we heard the blinker as well.
100%. Got her. So, Jen, thank you. And congrats. I can't even imagine having to drop the kids off and getting a three-year-old in real clothes for the first time.
It's
so
fun.
Absolutely. If you have a What's Good Wednesday, 99338 on text. Riley's got the three things you need to know. Next, Wendy's going to start having this for breakfast. Finally, some good news in 2021. It is your morning show. Second date update in minutes on your morning show. First,
from the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
We know you're running all over the place, maybe dropping the kids off, going to work, whatever it is. Riley gives you three things you need need to know for your Wednesday. What you got, friend?
So Facebook's whistleblower Frances Haugen has upped the ante in making claims against them. So in the wake of her 60 Minutes interview over the weekend, she was on Capitol Hill yesterday to accuse former Facebook of harming children and also just in general, like the world. So during a Senate hearing, she said the company intentionally hides vital documents from the police and government regulators. She suggests stronger regulation in raising the age for children to access social media to 17. Of course, Zuckerberg is denying the claim, saying it's not true. But side note, he lost $60 billion after stocks plummeted after the outage on Monday. That's a lot of money. And there's new evidence that the water pipeline that caused the massive oil spill in the Southern California may have been struck or dragged by something. So the U.S. Coast Guard said that divers found a big section of the pipeline was moved out of place over 100 feet, and a ship anchor may have damaged it. So dozens of massive ships are also waiting to get into the nearby port of Long Beach, and they're just chilling in the waters of Huntington Beach. And I am all for this because fans of Wendy's Frosties can now have them for breakfast,
hell
too.
Yeah.
So Kellogg's and Wendy's have teamed up to turn the treat into a cereal. So basically, it's crispy cocoa-coated round cereal bites, which we know what those are, with chocolate-flavored marshmallows, and it's going to hit the shelves in December and include a coupon for a free Frosty from Wendy's. I am all for this. Coming up next hour in Three Things, we have a very historic all-women first from D.C. I'll give you the details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
The presale for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One started yesterday, December 14th,
yes.
Capital One Arena, Doja Cat, Sweetie, AJR, Jonas Brothers, and more. When you're checking out, though, make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass.
Yeah, then, it's so awesome.
Yeah, it's a special private performance from AJR before the show, and they are just
Q&A,
like, they are so
food.
Talented.
It's going to be so fun.
Get the Capital One Access Pass. Got a second day update in minutes. This actually kind of started, I think it was like 4 months ago. We had a woman who was picked up at the gym, which high risk, high reward. They went on a date and dude stopped calling after the first date. We called him live on the air. Mm-hmm. He swore like five times. That was fantastic. So now we do a second day update. In this case, they matched on Bumble. When mini golfing, why no follow-up? Second date update after Walker Hayes and Fancy Like on your morning show. To beautiful Falls Church we go. Matt, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Appreciate you being on, man. Got your email for your second date update. So you and Stephanie matched and met how long ago?
It was about, I'd say, almost a month ago now.
And what did we match on?
Bumble.
Okay. So Mash and Bumble a month ago. How'd that go?
It went really good. We had a really good back and forth, and we decided to meet up for some mini golf, which is always a lot of fun. The energy was amazing. She is beautiful. She's really funny. She's got a great, like, dry, sarcastic sense of humor, just like me. We were just, like, hitting each other back and forth. It was, like, the energy was really great. And, there was no kiss at the end, you know, mm-hmm. COVID and all. I want to, like, be respectful of people's space. But, we seemed to have, like, a really great time. And then I tried texting her since, and I have gotten nothing.
And there's a couple of things I wanted to point out to even before the date is, you mentioned you didn't want to be corny, but the vibes just felt different. Like, there was a good vibe between you two, I'm assuming?
Yeah, a really good vibe. Like I said, we were just, like, bouncing back and forth off of each other. Like, the conversation was really good.
Okay.
The energy was just, you know, it's been a long time since I've had that with somebody. So, yeah, I'm just kind of curious as to what might have happened.
So, on the date, I mean, mini golf can't go wrong. Always a classic. But did you pick her up? Did you guys meet there? Is it possible maybe she thought the vibe you're getting off wasn't date-ish?
I don't think so. I mean, we did meet there. I didn't pick her up. I knew it was a date. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I do know that sometimes dudes, we don't like rejection, so we kind of dance around the issue. So just to be fair, like, when have we asked her out again? Like, we've asked, like, do you want to go out again? Or did you say, like, do you want to hang again? Because that's the one thing I worry about. Is, like, maybe you're putting out the wrong vibes of, like, let's chill instead of like, let's go on a romantic evening. Do you know what I mean?
No, I definitely said, let's go out again, as okay. in date.
Okay. And did you pay for like the first date too?
I did, yes.
Okay. Did we do any drinks or anything afterwards or drinks beforehand or just like strictly mini golf? Or was it one of those spots where they have alcohol at the place?
Yeah, we had a couple of beers while we were playing.
Okay, so she knows it's a date then. Because that's why, I mean, I don't know. It may start doing the platonic thing, but it was definitely romantic intentions, so on and so mm-hmm. forth.
Yes, for sure.
Is there anything you can think of, Matt, that would be a reason as to why maybe she hasn't been talking to you?
I really can't. That's why I'm calling you guys. Yeah. I need some help here.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So, as long as nothing you can think of, I'll call her and we'll see if she'll go live with us. And then we'll get some answers for you, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hold on one second. Do this. Somebody DM me saying they like my mouth noises when I'm
all
the time.
Yeah.
Oh, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
So,
oh, those are my favorite when you go bop, 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 bop. Yeah. When you mess up, it makes me so happy.
Out here. We're doing it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Stephanie?
Hi. Yes?
Hey, Stephanie, my name is John Riley Roser here as well from your morning
show.
I was hoping I could talk to you on the air real quick if it's cool with you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. We're doing a second date update, and somebody had reached out to us because they had gone on a date with you a couple weeks ago, and they have not heard from you since. Now, before I have them say hello, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And who am I talking about?
It's talking about Matt.
Okay. Matt, do you want to say hello?
Hey, okay. How you doing?
So, the reason we're here, Stephanie, is because Matt was saying you guys, you know, did the golf thing and everything was good, but then you haven't really been receptive to anything else he sent you, like text or anything like that.
Yeah, so it wasn't. It's nothing crazy. We had a good time. You know, we're just like very, very much alike. So it's. I've been in relationships like that before, and it's just, he's super sarcastic, and I'm super sarcastic. It just becomes like a constant roast of each other, and it just gets out of hand real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but it's not, he didn't do anything wrong, it's just so we're worrying about the future?
Yeah, no, he's great. Like, we would be exceptional best friends because, you know, we could just... We go toe-to-toe. Our humor is right and simpatico. But it's just for a relationship, it's way too much.
So this get a little toxic, this too, is like sometimes.
A preventative measure, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and I guess, Matt, now hearing that, do you have the same feeling that maybe this could be a danger zone? I mean, a lot of dryness can cause a forest fire. Has that been a thought of yours?
I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying, Stephanie. We are a lot alike in that way. I'm definitely still interested in pursuing something. I think you're a really cool girl, but, you know, of course I respect your feelings.
Let me do this. Let me put you guys on hold so we can figure this out. And you let me know whose side you're on. You team Matt or team Stephanie? 877-995-4681. Second date update on your morning show. Your thoughts on second date update? 877-995-4681. Or you can text 99338 to Towson we go. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you heard second date update. What did you want to say?
I did. I'm definitely on her side of things.
Okay.
I've experienced this firsthand. I'm very sarcastic, and I dated somebody who's very sarcastic, and it just ultimately didn't work out because all we did was hurt each other's feelings.
Yeah,
over
you just razzed each other.
Mary, I don't mean it sound offensive, but your voice just sounds sarcastic.
Right?
It just... you know what I mean?
I mean, it's true.
Mary, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Latex 99338, Team Mary, your best friend. Somebody else says Team Matt, one sole day can't be enough to determine if it's not going to work out. Somebody else said, I get her reasoning, but why can't mm-hmm. she just tell him that instead just leave him hanging? That's all true. You can continue your
That's
thoughts
true.
With second date update 99338 over a text. Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report coming. What you got?
Adele is back, y'all.
Plus, getting you tickets to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Hang on. The pre-sale going on right now. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. December 14th, Capital One Arena. The cool thing is, if you want to see AJR for like an exclusive performance, yes. when you check out, make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass. There's a private performance with AJR,
it's
Q&A,
so fun
snack and drinks as well. The Capital One cardholders, all your pre-sale is happening right now. Regular yes. sale goes on Friday. You can get all the info at ymsradio.com. Now, here's the thing. I'm supposed to give out tickets to the show right now. Okay. I can't do caller 99, but that's boring. We're going to do something else. First, though,
okay.
Rose with the entertainment report. What you got?
I'm interested to see what you're going to do.
Don't
so
worry about
at
that.
His New York concert, Harry Styles saw Halsey in the audience and gave her a special shout out, which is awesome. He changed the lyrics in Kiwi from I'm having your baby to you just had a baby, pointing to her because, you know, she just welcomed baby Ender in July. And Halsey is a huge fan as well. Like, she posted pictures of her view and she's talked about how she would love to collaborate with him. So I just thought that was really cool. So the Weeknd, he has been working on a new album, and apparently it's done. It's completed from what I'm seeing. He says, I hope you had a great summer. Some exciting features coming out in the fall before the album drops. Some Dawn updates, album is complete. So keep that in mind. I'm pumped for it. And like we know, he just like makes such good music. So I think it'll be good. As if The Voice didn't already have enough A-list talent, they just announced another huge star is coming back to, or coming to the show. Ed Sheeran has been named season 21's mega mentor. He's going to be joining the show starting on October 25th to advise artists as they prepare for the knockout rounds where they're going to like be paired to go up against like teammates. So Ed's appearance begins just 4 days before his album Equals drops as well. So I'm excited.
There you go.
And then Adele is back. I'm so excited. She announced yesterday that her new song, Easy On Me, is going to be released on October 15th. Now, this is her first song in 6 years.
Damn.
6 years. So it's the first single off her new album, which many believe is going to be called 30. And as expected, or is expected to be dropped on November 19th. That hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's what the speculation is, especially since Taylor Swift moved her album up a week. And also back in July, it was reported that Adele was considering a Las Vegas residency. And now sources are telling Billboard that it's true. She's just shopping around for a venue with dates for next year, which would be massive.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something to watch, A Million Little Things is on ABC, Survivor on CBS, The Masked Singer on Fox. You get a new episode of What If on Disney Plus. There's a new documentary called Bad Sport on Netflix, a series premiere of Baking Impossible on Netflix. And of course, Squid Game, it's number one.
It's really good. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's a little bit mind-blowing.
It's like the biggest show that Netflix has put out. Also on my block is trending and Made.
There's also a story, too. The guy that wrote it, he had it for like 10 years, and then he had to sell his laptop for food because nobody was buying the damn thing, which is
crazy.
Wild.
Talk of season two. Like,
damn. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
Any podcasts to listen to? Riley's got a new Really Riley out today.
Yeah, I sat down with my makeup artist to talk all things wedding prep, the colors he looked for my wedding look, and how he basically saved the day.
Awesome. Check it, ymsradio.com. Here's what we're going to do. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball is December 14th, Capital One Arena. Instead of just doing Caller 99, because that's boring, we're going to play a little game. So if you want to go to the show, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play an artist. You have to tell me if they've played at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball at Capital One Arena. This will be our ninth one. There's been a lot of artists. Some like are the biggest stars in the world. Did they play? Did they not play? For instance, Riley.
Okay.
Has.
Oh, gosh.
Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a
our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Yes, and she killed it.
That's correct. In 2013, she was at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
This is my favorite, honestly. This one was like moving for me. I was going through something in that year, so
She was at Capitol Arena. Song. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, Rose, to you.
Okay.
Ooh. Has...
I don't know why I'm nervous.
Sam Smith played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in D.C. at Capital One Arena. Has Sam Smith...
I'm pretty sure yes.
He has not. They have not, rather. They have not played.
They need to.
Yes. So this is how it's going to work. If you think you know our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball history for the Capital One show, you know who's played, who hasn't played, call 877-995-4681. Get it right. You're going to Jingle Ball. Shout out to crazy Aunt Eileen, who reminded me that when Miley Cyrus is at Jingle Ball, I brought her gluten-free beer, and we chugged a beer backstage.
That's right.
And it was warm, so that was there was that.
That sounds awful.
So our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball is at Capital One Arena, live and in person, December 14th. The Capital One card, all the pre-sale is happening now. General on sale is Friday. We got tickets, but not just going to give it away, though. Got to earn it. We're going to play a game. Do they play it or not? I'm going to play an artist. You have to guess they played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball at Capital One Arena. 9 years of Jingle Ball. For instance, Riley, has Panic at the Disco played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball?
They sure have.
They have not played
not
in D.C.
They played Atlanta 1 year.
Did they, right? How was that?
Amazing.
That's not the stakes for the Miley year. I don't think you were here yet.
I wasn't here yet, but I remember being on the iHeart Ducket. Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Ticket, any Hoozlebees. Yes, they did not play DC, sorry.
Okay, Rose, for you, has one Harold Styles played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball at Capital One Arena?
I don't think by himself. Did he do it with One Direction?
Is that an answer or is that a question to the question?
It's a question to the question. I'm going to say no.
Harold Styles has not played, although we've had Niall and we've had Liam Payne.
Okay,
Niall,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I knew we had some of them.
Let me go to, oh my goodness. This is why. Let me go to Damascus. We go, Lindsay, good morning. Oh gosh, Lindsay, you there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lindsay, here's how it works. I'm going to give you an artist. You have to guess if they've played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in a DC at Capital One Arena. And you want to know what? We're going to go right at left field. Has Psy played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball?
Oh, I know this.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Psy, Gangnam Style. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
He did, yes. Year one.
Oh, my.
At the Patriot Center. Now it's, I think, his first Bank Arena. No.
What's
it
now?
First Eagle Arena. There it is.
Didn't he play Gangnam Style like twice?
He sure did.
Back?
That was our very first Jingle Ball, and we didn't really know what to expect. The arena didn't know what to expect either, and Psy did it twice. Okay, so far, so good, Lindsay. Okay. All right, Lindsay, has Justin Bieber played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball at Capital One Arena in D.C.?
Yeah.
He did also the very first one. Yes,
so
that
dope.
Was fantastic. That was it was funny. I remember being at the arena, and I don't think the Mason crew knew what to expect,
right?
And they accused Cruz and I of starting a riot because we're giving away Justin Bieber tickets.
Outside. Oh my!
Mm-hmm. Okay,
goodness.
Lindsay, you're doing really well so far, Lindsay.
Yeah,
like you're doing very well. Okay, Lindsay, has Ed Sheeran played our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in DC?
Love Ed. You can do it. You got this.
No.
Ooh, incorrect. He played the very first year we had Ed. Mm-hmm. Very first. It's okay, Lindsay. You can redeem yourself though. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got this.
All right, Lindsay. I'm gonna give you a really hard one. Okay. Has Selena Gomez played her iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in DC? Tough one.
It's hard, I know.
I'm going to say no.
That is correct. She has not. Ooh. Lindsay, you're going to Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Aww.
It's going to be amazing. Jonas Brothers, Sweetie, Monsta X, Dixie D'Amelio, AJR, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Ty Verdes, Bozzy, Black Eyed Peas, Tim McRae.
Yeah.
We cannot wait to see you there. I'm going to put you in hold real quick, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Remember, if you have a Capital One card, your pre-sale is happening right now. All the info, YMSradio.com.
Bye.
Got the clutch Jersey Mike's today. Thank you, Jersey Mike's, coming in with the subs and the chips. On Saturdays, by the way, now through November 28th, free delivery when you order through the Jersey Mike's app on Saturdays. They can still do, you can still no contact at the door pickup orders, jerseymikes.com, or on the app. A huge thanks to Jersey Mike's. Dr. Oz on the show next. Got to talk about it. There's something to the fact that dudes can wash with the 10-in-1 all-encompassing wash and look fine, but ladies have to pay 5 billion times more. Hang on. Pre-sale for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball kicked off yesterday, December 14th, Capital One Arena, Jonas Brothers, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Black Eyed Peas, Sweetie, Monsta X, and more. The regular on sale is Friday, but cool thing, when you're doing your checkout, make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass. There's like an exclusive pre-show get to go to with AJR, whether it's Q&A, it's food and drink, and they're just really, really good. So make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass when you check out. All the info, YMSRadio.com. Got Dr. Oz in minutes. Riley's got the three things need to know next. Some groundbreaking news coming out of Arlington with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. Very, very awesome. First, Ed Sheeran's on. Looking like a perfect Netflix day outside. This is.
I know. It looks like Armageddon. With some fog.
You know, and the humidity in my hair, like I straighten my hair every morning, and then humidity just ruins it. And it's just,
You're not straightening your hair. You don't even do any product.
Let this be another sign. Get bangs. Just this is it right now.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
I believe in you.
Don't do it.
As we hop in, three things you need to know on your What's Good Wednesday. Riley, what you got?
So the CDC made a reversal this week on its holiday recommendations. So last week they had said in order to celebrate safely, people should opt for virtual such celebrations and avoid in-person gatherings with the Delta variant running rampant. Well, now they said, quote, telling everyone in 2021 that the only way to celebrate Christmas safely is virtually really doesn't tell the vaccinated there's any kind of reward for being vaccinated. So it's like if you want to push for the vaccinations, you have to come from a place of hope, as they're saying.
Well, that was the whole thing with we're supposed to be able to take our masks off.
Right, to be able just to, saying, like, because otherwise, why would they? Then if we're just going to all stay home and do nothing, then what's the point?
I didn't even get a sucker.
I didn't get a sticker either.
Got nothing.
Yeah. So Amazon founder Jeff Bezos sits at the top of Forbes 400 list of the nation's richest people. He's worth over $200 billion. His ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, is also on the list at number 15 with $58.5 billion.
Badass.
Yeah. The other top 15 include Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and his ex-wife, who's not on the list, Oprah and Donald Trump. But I still think they're doing okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
So as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier prepares to mark 100 years at Arlington National Cemetery, a historic first place took place Friday night during a guard change. They tweeted, for the first time in the 84 vigil on the 30,770th day, continues guarding an all-female guard challenge, and it happened now, and it will be happening yet again. So that's really cool. I'm Riley. This is the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
That's one of the coolest things I had a chance to do since being here. Is go to the Tomb of the Unknown.
Wasn't that really neat? Very, I got to see powerful. The changing of the guard once when I first got here, and it was really moving.
Very, very powerful. Yes. If you have not had a chance to vote, the kick battle is up on Instagram. We got up a little bit late yesterday, but we got a text actually overnight about how the kick battle started. I don't know, but it's been expensive.
It has been very expensive. It kind of just started as like a joke, like my shoes are better than yours. Your shoes are better than mine, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, all right, fine, we'll let the listeners decide.
Well, there clears to be a very clear winner for this week, but you know what?
Always say that, and although I did not bring my A game yesterday, I don't think that you're the clear winner.
Well, let's see. The voting is up right now on Instagram. You go at YMS Radio for the kick battle. Dr. Oz on the show next. Gotta talk about dudes using the 10-in-1 shampoo, oil change, toothpaste products, and also those moisturizing face masks too. Which ones to get? Dr. Oz next on the show. Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. What can I get started for you?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness. I hung up on you by mistake.
Don't leave us, Dr. Oz.
Yeah, a large pepperoni pizza and a Coke to go, please.
You're not a stuffed crust guy, Dr. Oz.
You know, pizza is so good, you take it any which way. But it is one of the most dangerous foods for that reason.
But isn't it, though, there is that a study came out a while ago that pizza for breakfast is actually good because of all the combinations that it has, like dairy and protein and so on.
Yeah, I think we could actually eat dinner for breakfast most days and be just fine. In many parts of the world, that's what they do. My family's from Turkey, so you always have salty stuff for breakfast, and people do just fine. And it also saves you time. The biggest mistake for breakfast is that because you're rushed, you eat junk. And then the rest of your day, your metabolism is cycling up and down. You can never catch up.
That's no fun. Being an adult is the worst thing ever. Got a lot of questions coming in for you, Oz. I wanted to ask real quick, because I keep seeing this meme that women will spend a lot of money on like moisturizers and stuff, and men can use the 3-in-1 hair, body wash, deodorant, and have young-looking skin. Is there something to that, Oz? Is it just that men and women's skin are different, or is it because dudes don't do anything that it appears that we age better?
I think men have a major advantage because we shave, and shaving is an exfoliant. So you get an automatic exfoliation process, which when you exfoliate, it forces the younger cells, the deeper ones, to reproduce so they can fill out the space.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it's hard for women to shave, but that's our major advantage. But I'll tell you, it is remarkable. Because we talk about skincare a lot in the show. Everyone's into cosmetics, but the attention to simple things like a moisturizer is undervalued by most young people. And I'll tell you, this is going to stun everybody. I had a birthday party once. I have these big yoga parties for my birthday. So everyone comes over. They got to be physically active. Then we have massages, and then we have parties. And with Mike. So we had this whole thing. It was a big event. And one of my closest friends, who's a pretty affluent guy, gets up and says, "I'm giving you the best present I could ever give you." And I'm thinking it's a car, a new floaty for the pool. He gives me moisturizer.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and he said it's the most valuable present he had ever gotten, and that's why he was giving it to me. And since that day, I've been using moisturizer, because if he thought it was important enough to get up and say that, it's like giving salt to someone who's never had it.
True. That's true.
Well, that kind of leads to the next one. I know there's those moisturizing face masks. How often should you use those, and what should you be looking for in them as far as ingredients so you're getting the real stuff?
Once a week is a smart move. Get a routine going. Glycolic acid is an exfoliant that's chemical. It's basically, fruit juices that have a little acidity in them. And then they'll have other soothing elements like an aloe vera or whatever soothing cream they have in there. In addition, since we're talking about skincare, retinols really, really are important, and they should be used carefully because you don't want to go out in the sun. So at night before you go to bed, once, twice a week, depending on what your skin's like, putting some retinols will also make... That's what dermatologists do. They do it for themselves. That simple routine will dramatically change how your skin ages, and you'll buy yourself some effort, some opportunity to look even younger than you really are.
A little bit of a changing pace, Oz. Your thoughts on cold plunge theory? There's like or therapy, rather, because I saw that Rogan went viral a couple of weeks ago for doing it, but it's just like these cold plunge pools are kind of the new thing where
Will Smith did that too.
Yeah, you just go in for 30 seconds or so.
Wim Hof is the guy in Europe who did a lot of the pioneering work. And when you breathe differently, your body can cope with all kinds of cold, which is actually sort of fascinating because you realize how flexible our bodies are. Mm-hmm. We probably evolved. As we evolved, we came onto land and went back into the water. So we're basically aquatic apes. That's why our hair is the way it is. Then we went back in the water and came back up again. So we're able to stay in very cold waters, very deep for long periods. Now, that's why you can have a child underwater, no problems. The child won't have the child won't drown. Babies won't drown. You throw a young baby in a pool, they won't inhale the water. They know.
Try that. Wait, can I borrow your baby?
No, sir. Stop yourself.
Don't touch.
No. Thank you, Oz. Get him.
I think cold therapy makes a lot of sense. And I think for inflammation, for just testing your barriers, and for a bunch of other reasons, it's worth trying it. I think an easier way to do it, if you can't afford putting a cold tub in your home, is just take a cold shower. So at the end of the shower, for 15, 20 seconds, turn it as cold as it gets. And, initially it's a little bit of you brace yourself, and then you'll find that by the time you're done, it's nothing. Then you're woken, or you won't need coffee anymore.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Wow.
I
don't know that I could do that.
But you grew up in Cleveland, right?
I did.
So you know about us.
I didn't grow up there. I was born in Cleveland. I actually grew up in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
At least you had the cold. That's my favorite city in the world, Oz.
And actually, my dad was training, so I was born in June, which is when the doctors shift their... So we went from Cleveland to Atlanta, and then I ended up growing up, really, in Pennsylvania, right in Philadelphia. That's where I spent most of my... The years I remember were in Philadelphia.
You ever had Scrapple, Oz?
Ugh.
A I love Scrabble.
Oh, you do?
Okay. All right. Let's just ask, like, hypothetically speaking, Dr. Oz, Scrapple's got to be one of the least healthy foods on the planet, right?
I can't.
Oh, Scrapple. I thought you said Scrabble.
No, Scrapple. Scrapple the food.
I know. No,
I love
eat
you.
Scrapple with lard. Are you kidding me? Why would you eat Scrapple when you have so many other foods?
I know, right? Thank you.
That's the Pennsylvania folks, Oz. Those are your people.
I know. I guess why I know this stuff. Look, we have all kinds of things. Hoagies. There are lots of things that we have in Philly. Philly cheesesteak, which is really a problem. I took my wife there to get a Philly cheesesteak when we first met, and she's a vegetarian, which I thought at the time meant she only eats vegetables. Now I learned subsequently you only eat vegetables. So.
Oz, what's on the show this week?
I'm talking about this new COVID pill that's really going to be a game changer, I think, and it's shocking that we didn't get it earlier. I've got the biggest TikTok transformations, all these women who have lost a ton of weight and how they did it. You know, I'm up to 1 million followers on TikTok, and I like the medium because it's a great way of getting information out. These women have done just that. They've gotten a lot of information about how they were able to lose 50, 100 pounds or more and keep it off. Wow. So I'm going to have them, they're all coming on the show today to be honest about what went down.
Check your local listings, Dr. Oz Show. Oz, what do you call a factory that makes okay products?
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be bad.
Mm-hmm. A satisfactory.
Mm. Okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Speaking of my wife, you know, I told her to do lunges to stay in shape.
Yeah.
She said it would be a big step forward.
Dr. Oz, we appreciate you.
We love you,
Oz. Have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Just a friendly reminder, Capital One cardholders, your pre-sale is going on right stinking now for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers, Sweetie, Monsta X, Doja Cat, AJR, Dixie D'Amelio, Ty Verdes, Bozzy, Megan Thee Stallion, Black Eyed Peas, Tate McRae as well. It's going to be the biggest show easily of the year. Back Capital One Arena, back live, back and in person. If you're a Capital One cardholder, you have the first chance to get tickets. It's sold out every single year. It's guaranteed it's going to sell out. Get the tickets now so you know you got them. Tickets to the general public go on sale Friday. The cool thing is, too, when you check out, make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass, because if you get that, you get a private performance from AJR before the show. AJR is one of our favorite bands, the nicest dudes ever. Q&A, food and drinks. So make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass when you get your tickets. Again, the pre-sale's happening right now. If you have a Capital One card, now is your time to shine. The general on sale is Friday. All the info, go to ymsradio.com. Everything celebs, music, TV, and more. Rose has the entertainment report coming up. What you got for us?
Yeah, Rihanna is bringing her Savage Fenty lingerie to stores. I'll tell you about it next.
Damn. Cardholders, the pre-sale still going on. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, December 14th, Capital One Arena. You got the Jonas Brothers, you got AJR, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Bozzy, and more. Speaking of AJR, hell yeah. Make sure you get the Capital One Access Pass when you buy your ticket, because there's a special performance from AJR that only you can go to if you get the Capital One Access Pass.
Yeah,
when
it's
you
like
get
a
your
pre
tickets.
Party.
Hell yeah, it's going to be very dope. AJR is one of our favorite bands ever.
Hell yeah.
All the info, ymsradio.com. Give you the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
So influencer Bretman Rock is Playboy's first openly gay male cover star. He appears on the digital cover for Playboy's October issue. He is one of the few men to be put on the Playboy ears, which is, I mean, awesome. He is following Ezra Miller and Paul Rudd, and he's also following the footsteps of Bad Bunny, who made history last July as the magazine's first male cover star. He says it's surreal to make history for the LGBTQ community. So Sex and the City, the revival, and Just Like That has been given a release date. So they've been filming in New York, and the new show will premiere on HBO Max in December. So mark your calendars. Meghan Trainor revealed that she and her husband have side-by-side toilets in their bathroom, and they use them together.
Yeah.
Which
too much
is it's a lot. So her contractor, I guess they're doing renovations in the house. The contractor thought she was nuts, but gave in. And she said that They use the toilets at the same time quite often, but they've only gone number two together twice. And
ew,
I think that's
too many.
Two times too many. Yeah. Yes, Riley, that's what I was thinking. And Rihanna plans to open some Savage by Fenty stores in the United States next year, and then planning on to like expand into Europe as well. The stores will be in direct competition with Victoria's Secret, but I would totally shop there. Yes, please, please bring them. If you're looking for something to watch, you get A Million Little Things on ABC, Survivor on CBS, The Masked Singer on Fox, a new episode of What If on Disney Plus. You get Bad Sport, a documentary on Netflix, Baking Impossible series premiere on Netflix, and then of course, Squid Game is still the number one trending thing to watch on Netflix. On My Block is also trending and Made as well.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you need a podcast, there's a new Really Riley out today.
So yeah, I'm starting like a wedding series with all my wedding vendors, and today I'm doing it with my makeup artist, Davey, talking about what
love
you should
him.
Do for wedding prep, what you should do for your colors, what you shouldn't do on your wedding day, and how he legit saved my wedding day.
Check it. Go to ymsradio.com to listen. Got morons on the way next. First, your most trending song, Olivia Rodrigo, is on. Feeling good. Had a Jersey Mike's in today. Huge thanks for them dropping off the sandwiches and the chips.
So good.
By the way, on Saturdays now through November 28th, free delivery when you order through the Jersey Mike's app, which is absolutely awesome. All the info as well. Go to jerseymikes.com. Thank you guys for bringing in the lovely Sammies today. Morons next in the show. Mine involves a couple breaking into a water park after dark and doing this. Riley, yours involves what?
Parents being banned from wearing this to school.
All right, Rose, yours involves what?
A guy being really bad at hide and seek.
Got morons next in the morning show. We would love nothing more than be a distraction on this What's Good Wednesday. If you miss Second Date Update, you miss any of the amazing What's Good Wednesday stories, good news. Got a podcast for you. Search your morning show on demand wherever you get podcasts. You can listen on your AirPods. You can listen on a smart speaker, tablet, whatever it is. Fast forward, pause, do all the good things. Search your morning show on demand. Right now, it's morons biggest moron the last 24 hours. Riley, what you got for your story?
So a school in England has banned parents from wearing pajamas when they drop their kids off in the morning. So the head teacher said, we encourage our children to be appropriately dressed, and we feel it's important for the parents to do likewise. So the reports from parents has been kind of mixed. They say it's a long overdue rule. Some of them say that, and others are saying, what does it matter as long as the kids are getting to school? Like, as long as you're not wearing, like, naughty lingerie, I don't care if you wear your flannel PJs, you know?
What's the punishment?
There isn't one. They're just basically recommending it.
I would imagine there's probably a problem in that. There's always that one person that's the straw that breaks the back. I want to see what that person was doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? All right, Rose, what you got for yours?
Not only is this guy terrible at hide and seek, he was wanted for suspicion of carrying out a string of thefts. Cops found him in his closet with a blanket over his head. But here's the thing. His feet were sticking out, very visible. Police were, they obviously took a photo because that's hilarious, and he was arrested.
Mine, you know, here's the thing. It sounds like it'd be a great idea, but not so much. These two drunk people in the UK broke into a water park at night, 2 a.m., and decided to go down a slide that was blocked off. Now, of course, at 2 a.m., the water on the slide isn't turned on. So they splashed some water down one of the slides to make it slick. It was a big yellow slide that is a straight shot. The kind of like you really, really go fast on. But it was dark. They were too drunk. They realized that one of the ends of the slide was blocked off. So they went down and hit a barrier and shattered their ankles.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God. I imagine they hit each other one by one. Like that kind of
it's like a domino
as well.
of drama.
Yeah. And here's the thing. They want to sue the security park. Sue the park for having a security guard or better fencing to prevent them from getting in. If they win this case, we've lost as humanity. It is over.
Yeah.
We have lost. Just go to bed. It's morons in your morning show.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.